Hey, good people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes.
Experience that, you know, can help me or help anybody that needs, you know, to talk.
That's true. Because, and I think that that is important. I think that's important. Like, I feel like, I guess it goes back. I talk a lot. So y'all help me out. What do y'all think?
I think the government provides solutions that is the man giving a man a fish and not teaching him how to fish. And I think that's the issue. We provide short-term solutions for problems that will continue to persist because it's a short-term solution. Just throwing money at it won't do it. We have to get to the root of the problem, which is what Lady D was just talking about when she said focusing on the mind. Nothing will change until we change the way that we think about life and things. And a lot of the issues that we have are catered to trauma from our childhood and trauma and issues we have from our youth. And if you just throw money at it, no, that's not going to make a change in the difference, which is my issue when it comes to governmental assistance and some of these other things, which is why we have people who just, you know, stay on welfare and WIC.
Exactly. Yeah. I think even with some of my kids, you know, they are so amped to just get something. Can I get it? No. Like, I'm sorry, can you just show me how to just submit this assignment for me. Like, no, I'm going to show you how to submit this assignment so that, you know, you can do it without that help later on. Much like when they fill a test. And it's like, well, Mr. Hurd, can I redo it? No, you can't. You had sufficient time to study for it. You knew what the weight of that grade was. You are going to get this F and you're going to learn from it. Why are you laughing?
You know what? And even if y'all are laughing, here's the funny part. He ain't even lying. People look at his children, his students. Let me be specific. Let me be pacific. I'm sorry, teacher. He will look at his students and be like, no, you're going to get this F, and we're going to learn from this, and we're going to do better next time. But it's okay, because you're finna get this F. But it's okay.
It is.
Because we're going to learn from it next time, right? But you finna get yourself today.
The psychology, like Lady was saying, the mental behind it. If they don't have no repercussion for it, they'll keep doing it.
Yeah. That is so crazy. Like, I never thought about that. Like, I never thought, like, that was a good point, Lady D. Like, I never thought about why. Because you think about government assistance as something to be able to help people. And if government assistance is something to be able to help people, make it be that. Allow it to be an all-encompassing thing that helps you in every aspect of your life. Because not everybody can afford a $50 an hour, $100 an hour therapist. Because y'all is expensive therapy. I'ma just go ahead and shout y'all. Y'all is expensive. And before Corona, when I would go, I would dread going because I knew the bill was finna be out this world. But then I knew that I was gonna feel better after I left. Because the thing is, you want to talk to a non-biased person that can give you a non-biased point, and they are able to provide you with beneficial information. Don't get me wrong. Your friends can be, you know, helpful in that sense. Like, they can be your
confidant,
your catch-all. They can be that. But they can just be that. Like, they are not medically diagnosed. They most definitely are not medically diagnosed. They are not medically trained to provide you, to figure out what synapses in your brain ain't firing right. Lady D?
I completely agree. And anybody, any governmental officials out there listening, please go to your local Senate and senators and governments and bring this idea to the
table. Talk to this president y'all just elected.
You know, bring this idea to the table. You never know what you can do. You know, because it really is a need that is out there. Mm-hmm. Just to help us be better, you know, humans.
Better humans, you know? Exactly.
I mean, I don't know if they got therapy for dogs, but, you know.
They do! It's physical therapy, but I'm sorry. They have physical therapy for dogs that is covered under my insurance.
Hell no.
Tell me that is not crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, I have on my insurance physical therapy for my dog that is covered. If my dog went out here and hurt herself or like sprained her ankle, I don't know if dogs got ankles. Y'all dogs got ankles? I don't know. But if my dog went out here and sprained her
whatever.
Paw. We gonna call it a paw. If she sprained her paw, I could take her to the animal hospital right down the street and they would cover it.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
I have one last point about the therapy thing. I've been kind of into watching this true crime videos online. And a lot of these people who are out here, you know, being serial killers and everything like mm-hmm. that, they've had traumatic
yep.
childhood.
And
like, and it's just,
that is so true.
You know, I'm everybody. Not saying everybody who has a traumatic, you know, childhood is going to come out being a serial killer, but it's just, had there been somebody. Governmental assistance mm-hmm. for therapy available, mm-hmm. they could have taken these children, if they actually cared about said children, mm-hmm. to a therapist to talk to them. Now, I remember one true crime. I don't recall, you know, extensive details, but the mother actually, she tried, mm-hmm. but she had to stop because she couldn't afford it anymore. And so unfortunately that child grew up to kill people and, you know, be a cannibal. But I'm not saying that's the case for everybody, mm-hmm. but the fact that she tried to help her child because she knew something was wrong. Not
right.
And they needed somebody to talk to, and she tried. And it's just like, had that been in place, I feel like there would be less serial killers out there and less people dead because of said serial killers.
That is true.
You know, and that was just something I saw, and I was just like, had that been in place, where would we be now?
Now, you know? That's a good point. And y'all, most of the stuff that we talk about on this show is about Black people. Because, like I said, it's all we know. Therapy is not one of those things.
Yeah.
The mind does not know color. The mind knows diseases. The mind knows problems. It does not know color. So you don't have to be a Black person, white. Like, it doesn't matter what color you are. And that's where I feel like we need to be able to bridge that gap. We need to be able to look at, okay, this person needs help. That person needs help. Not that Black person got a problem or that white person has a problem. We need to be like, that person has a problem. What can I do to help that person, government? Like, but then again, 90% of the time, the reason, I'm not going to say a lot because, well, last statistics I looked up, it was actually kind of shocking about the amount of, I'm not going to do this, not going to say the statistics just because I don't remember the exact numbers, but the amount of white people and the amount of Black people on governmental assistance was not comparable. It was not as comparable as the world wants you to think it is. Like, it was not at all. So it's like,
you're saying there was a big difference, or are you saying that
the amount of white people and the amount of Black people on governmental assistance was a substantial difference.
Oh.
And the world wants you to think that it's the other way around.
And the reality, like, think about, you have 100 white people and 10 Black people. If 5 Black people are on government assistance, that means half of
Black, and that is where the number comes mm-hmm. from.
But if you have, let's say, 20 people on white people that are on government assistance, that's only 20% as opposed to the 50% of Black people. However, due to the Black population being so small, it's more concentrated with it being 5 people as opposed to 20 of the 100.
And mm-hmm. that is where the number comes from.
Combine that with media portrayals too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the world wants you to think this. And it's in reality this. So So it's like you can't really, and the thing is, data does not lie, but data can be skewed to make you think X, Y, and Z, just with this coronavirus thing. But that's another topic for a different day. Yes, go ahead. So
how say, I feel like those stats are true for today, but I believe once upon a time in this country, those stats may have been the other way around.
It's possible.
I think Black people have progressed to a point where we've been able to elevate ourselves to higher standards of living.
That is most definitely true.
And we need to continue. And we need to continue. Elevate ourselves because we are unstoppable people.
Oh my God.
If we can come together.
Jesus, if we can.
We are unstoppable people.
Yeah.
Y'all. We got to come together within ourselves first before we try to fight a battle out in the world.
Think about it. Everybody wants the Black vote, but everybody wants to make the Black person feel like they are a minority. When in actuality, we are a minority in numbers. But we are not a minority in strength, power, and intelligence. Minority in numbers is just that. And that's like saying in this room right now, well, technically this room, in this room right now, Eva is the minority.
Who is Eva?
Eva, I'm sorry, y'all. Eva is my pretty little Maltese puppy.
She's white.
That is not the direction in which I was going. I was going because she was a dog.
Oh, clever.
Exactly.
You know, so I thought it. I just didn't say it.
My dog is the minority in this room. Why? Because she's the only dog.
Yes. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Soul Brother Love took it in a whole different direction. But that's what I'm saying. So the world wants you to think that Black people are the minority. When in actuality, y'all, don't get me wrong, we are the minority in numbers. We are. Because the overall amount of Black people in America is less than the overall white percentage in America. I think it's somewhere between 52 to 49. Last time I checked. Y'all don't quote me on that. It could be different now. But I think it was 52 to 49. So y'all, yes, we are the minority in numbers, but strength, intelligence, and power, we are not. We are not. We are not. And the second we understand that as a people, we will be unstoppable. Y'all, we got to come together. We have to understand that Black people we are a good people. We got some problems, but we are a good people. But y'all got to get it together. All this, and I hate when people are like, don't be like Black people killing Black people ain't as bad as white people killing white people killing Black people. It's worse.
We're killing ourselves off.
Like, it is completely, I give you permission to be upset when a white man kills a Black man. Please be mad. But y'all need to be mad about these Black people killing these Black people. Why? Because at the end of the day, if we are killing ourselves, there ain't going to be no more of us.
Yep. And that's what they want, really. But that's exactly a whole other topic
as well. And see, that's a topic for a different story. That's a topic for a different day. If we continue to kill us, they ain't got nothing to worry about.
And they will be the superior all over again. History will repeat itself all over again.
I'm just saying, you don't ever hear no white on white crime, do you?
Exactly.
Not a lot of it, exactly, but it's out there.
When have they ever said coin white on white crime?
It's most definitely out there, but it's not as prevalent. It's not as prevalent. Why is that?
There's no such thing. When I say that, what I'm saying is there's no such thing as Black on Black. There's no such thing as white on white. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as Chinese on Chinese crime. That's a lie in itself, too.
Well, because crime you is commit crime.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, crime is crime. But if I'm killing you, then it might be a lie in itself, but to put it into perspective, and there are numbers on it.
I'm agreeing with you. No, I'm just saying that term. Yeah. If we're going with that term, don't say that because that's not real.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but if you're putting it into perspective to give it a numbers thing, Black people killing Black people, yes, it's crime in itself. And I understand that. It's a crime is a crime is a crime. Just like a lie is a lie is a lie. But if you're looking at it from a numbers point of view, to be able to say, we need to save ourselves to be able to continue to build. That's why I said it that way. So I understand what you, I said. I understand what you're saying. But to be able to, like, I guess, put it into perspective for ourselves. Going back to the original point, allowing for somebody who needs the help, the therapy, allowing for somebody who needs the help. Why is that person? Why are we, as Black people, constantly at the mercy of the wrong end of the gun? What said that it is okay for me to pull this trigger on my fellow brother? Okay, I don't know you. But at the end of the day, slavery was a real thing. And during those times, not all of those people knew each other. But that's where Negro spirituals came in. Why? Because that is how they ended up communicating. I didn't know you, you didn't know me, but we knew how to talk to each other. And so at the end of the day, they came together to be able to get themselves out of the situation in which they were in. And you said it earlier, so brother, you said, how did you put it? You said that, we had to come together. How did you say it? I don't remember exactly how you said it, but we have to.
It was the problems and the conflicts that brought us together.
Exactly.
If you take it back to slavery times, those people were fresh off the boat, fresh off of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Africa, when people were there, it was a whole tribalism,
mm-hmm.
a village.
Yes.
But the longer we stayed in America, we adopted Eurocentric ideas and became uh-huh. individualistic.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And that's the issues.
And that is true. But the thing is, the struggles and the trials got us where we are now. So why can't we, as Black people, I'm not saying go back to that set, but go back to that mindset of let's work together to make ourselves great. America is a great country. And y'all, I know y'all gonna light me up for saying this, but Donald Trump had a great statement when he said, make America great. Or keep America great. Why? Because America is a great country. Y'all feel free to light me up. I don't care. Because America is a great country. Although his idea behind it was a different,
he had a different definition.
Exactly. His definition of it was different. The words were good. The words were good. I'm sorry, y'all. What y'all got over there? I'm sorry.
You're fine. I mean, we got some work to do.
We got some work to do.
Comment. We got some work to do. Mm-hmm. We need to
start thinking about questions, of which you have one, don't you, Dee?
Actually, I did have a question, Mr. Peabody. I guess it's more so just to lighten the mood of our heavy conversation here. Just a quick little question. If you could be any flavor of ice cream, what would you be? And why?
What?
The excitement.
I gotta turn my brain off.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, no thought provoking here.
I would be. Go ahead, PB. Open up.
No, so would we be tasting it, or someone else be tasting it?
Oh, no.
There was no part of that question that required tasting.
It's love. Love got you down here.
I was like, ain't no part of that question. No part of that question required tasting.
No comment.
You want to taste that ice cream, don't you?
I did not taste that spoon. I did not have any lick. Lickables on that spoon.
I would be cookies and cream I would be cookies and cream. Why?
Keep it PG.
I would be cookies and cream because...
How about you just say because you like it? Yeah. I like
it. It is the favorite.
Period.
So, brother won't let me finish. I'm going to finish anyway because of the...
Using the cookies and cream ice cream. We all adults here. I'm sorry for those who are listening who are not.
The cookies and the cream keeps the cookie creaming.
Oh my gosh.
It would appear that I'm the only mature person.
The table has been flipped.
In all seriousness.
The table has been flipped.
In all seriousness, I would be cookies and cream ice cream because cookies and cream ice cream is my favorite ice cream. 100%. 100%.
I would be the pecan, I don't know what it's called, but the one that has the pecan and caramels in it. That's mine.
Turtle.
That's turtle?
Turtle?
I think so. Turtle? Mm-hmm. Turtles have pecans and caramel.
I just know the pecan ice cream. The pecan ice cream with the caramel.
Butter pecan?
That's it. Butter pecan. Yeah.
Butter pecan doesn't have caramel in it.
It's got something brown in it. That's not the pecan.
Oh.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. Brother Love know what kind of ice cream he likes.
So he wants to be the nut in your mouth.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness! Oh gosh, that's not what I'm trying to be. For the record, I like butter pecan because one, I like it, and then two, it's like a classic. You get something
so
crunchy.
Country.
You get something crunchy. You get something sweet. Like, and I feel like that's me. That's my personality. I'm
crunchy and sweet.
I'm not.
Woo!
That's salty.
Oh no, this is going to be so bad.
I'm gonna.
I can't wait to hear what kind of ice cream people.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah, it's classic. It's classic.
It's classic.
And I feel like I try
so
to be
so you
a
would like
man,
so, but you would be butter pecan because it's classic.
Yeah.
You a classic, man. Yeah.
Hey, no copyright.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, there we go.
Nope.
Oh, man. This particular franchise has cookie dough, snickerdoodle, something based thing. That thing be good. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it caters to all the nice flavors in it.
Cookie dough, snickerdoodle?
It's a cookie dough, snickerdoodle izzard from this one franchise that's pretty good.
Dairy?
Really?
Queen?
Yeah, Berry Queen.
Berry Bean Queen.
That thing is slapping.
Make you want to slap your mama.
And your first wife.
Oh, just the first one.
We do not condone domestic violence on this show.
Hey, FYI, you know, that's a good point. If any of you out there are experiencing domestic violence, there is a domestic violence hotline that you are able to contact. I will link all of that in the description because domestic violence is a real thing and we do not want to, you know, make light of that situation. That is a real thing. And if you guys are experiencing that or know anybody that is, we will link all of that in the description. All right. Snickerdoodle.
Don't be a dangerous silence.
Hey!
I like that. I like what you did there.
If you guys do not know what a dangerous silence is, it is an awesome, fantastic short film documentary by the... Oh, it's not a short film. I'm sorry. It's a documentary. It's a documentary. Y'all, it is a documentary by the infamous Soul Brother Love. It is fantastic. I will also link that in the description. Y'all check that out. It got accepted into the Denton Black Film Festival, and it also got accepted into the
South Georgia Film Festival.
Awesome sauce. Go Soul Brother Love. So yeah, y'all, make sure y'all check that out. I, like I said, link that in the description. All of there will be some local resources in that.
Yes.
So yeah, y'all, awesome job, Soul Brother Love. P-Bid, what is your ice cream flavor?
Oh, it would be it would be this snickerdoodle outside with a vanilla pop rock sensation in the center. Your turn, lady.
I don't know what kind of ice cream that is.
It would be snickerdoodle pop in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, the snickerdoodle outside.
Snickerdoodles to pop in your mouth.
And the pop rocks in the center would be.
I wouldn't imagine that would be very
sensational.
I was going to say that word.
But it would be sensual.
Oh, my God.
Who's next? All right.
Hey, shout out to Eddie Murphy. Coming to America too. 2014. Link in the description. Hey, I've been waiting my whole life for this movie. Y'all just don't understand. Coming to America is my favorite movie of all time, and I am so glad that Eddie Murphy decided to link up with Arsenio Hall and the original Lisa to bring us Coming to America 2. Hallelujah! Thank you, Eddie Murphy. You are the real OG. Go ahead, Lady D.
Okay, I don't know how to follow up after he did. But my favorite ice cream is, it's actually two cookies.
Two cookies?
Say nothing.
two cookies?
It's the base of the ice cream is cookies and cream, but it's cookie dough is mixed in it. And I think those are two of my favorite individual ice creams. So put them together, you got paradise for Lady D.
Lady D got paradise in her mouth.
You right.
I don't like it.
They don't. It's ignited.
It's not good.
I'm pretty sure y'all know Jazz is my older sister.
Yes, I am.
So anything sexual that comes out of my mouth, she.
God, no, you don't use those words on this channel.
I know.
She has a conniption.
Oh, God. Like, y'all, I can't take it. Like, hey, y'all, Lady D just had a birthday. Shout out to Lady D on her birthday. You know, it's a blessing to have a birthday. We have one every year, but not everybody gets to meet that. So, shout out to Lady D for her birthday.
So morbid. But you're right.
We have a birthday every year, but not everybody gets to meet their birthday every year. So, I mean, that's just the godsend of truth, whether you're dead or alive. So, I mean, if you're dead, you don't get to meet your birthday. If you're still here, you get to rock with it. So, I mean, I'm just real. Yeah. So
that's why I don't understand. That's why I don't understand why when, you know, women get asked how old they are and some of them are offended. I'm like, I will gladly tell you how old I am, because a lot of people I went to school with and I'm not even that old are not even here.
Exactly.
So I will gladly and proudly tell you how old I am, because I managed to make it here, and I'm very grateful for that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. So it's like she is, and like I said, she just had a birthday, and we are very grateful that she just had a birthday. And she also had, she went and had a fantastic trip, which she will be writing about on my blog, allthingsjazzy.com. And, but y'all make sure y'all check that out. It's going to be dropping. It's not going to be till April, but, because she got to, you know, get all the stuff together, but it's going to be fantastic. So yeah, thank you so much, Lady D, for that. She offered to do that, and I was just so overjoyed that she did. She is fantastic for that. Now, y'all know we have come to the end of our show today. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. We hope y'all had just as much fun listening as we had making it. Make sure y'all like, comment, share, subscribe, and make sure you catch us next Saturday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Y'all know we're doing this whole weekly thing. Hope y'all love it. Make sure you leave us some comments. Let us know how you like the show, like the format. Make sure you let us know everything, all your gripes, groans, and grievances. Now, before we go, I do want to leave y'all with this. The grind doesn't always stop just because you get lazy. It just gets picked up by somebody else. So don't lose your fire just because it gets hard. Just rest and add more fuel.
Hey, say that one more time for the people in the back.
I will gladly do so. The grind doesn't stop just because you get lazy. It just gets picked up by somebody else. So don't lose your fire just because it gets hard. Just rest and add more fuel. Love y'all. Peace.